Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pony and Muller presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. We're at Permane's up in Cranberry. Great happy hour specials as per usual. Stop by and see us. We're here until 6. We're giving away a free trip to Fort Lauderdale. We've got tickets to that trip. And also we have some great swag, some Permane's fan shirts we're giving away today. Just a gesture of appreciation and kindness on our part. Right back at our listeners for all the time they spend listening and consuming our
getting
show.
Getting trivia questions wrong. And
it's time for our weekly visit with our NFL insider, John Clayton. He's brought to you by ServiceMaster. Black and gold fans demand the yellow van called ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. John, what do you think happens to the New England Patriots? Will Roger Goodell throw the book at Bill Belichick?
No, I think, he'll throw something at him, but it's not going to be the book. Because what I would imagine he's going to do is that he'll just do a fine and not do the draft choice. But again, they put themselves in a position where he could do just about anything because, you can look at that. Again, that's the thing. There's not a lot of evidence because we're talking about one game. But what we're looking at is that they shot 8 minutes of the Bengals sidelines. Tell me how that fits a story that you're doing on your advanced scout. Is he scouting the bench or is he scouting the game? And so I know what they're doing in the course of the last day or two is they're trying to match up the TV broadcast to see what's going to be there. And so you're going to probably have about 40 seconds of look of the sidelines and the Bengals because nobody cares. They're 1-12. And then everything else is going to be okay because nobody's going to answer any questions. You're not going to have anybody admitting to anything. So I have to think that they've got to get punishment without question because for them to put themselves in a stupid position of putting an advanced scout and it's almost scouting the sidelines, it sure looks like what they're trying to do for both this year and future years is study the young coach, Zach Taylor, and see what he can do and try to build a resume on him.
John, regardless of what kind of punishment this does or does not incur for New England after the NFL is done investigating it, in your own opinion, do you think this adds another asterisk or tarnishes at all Bill Belichick's resume in a significant way?
Not that it's going to change the outcome that he's going to be going down as the greatest coach in NFL history and Tom Brady the greatest quarterback in NFL history. So it's not going to change it. I mean, certainly what it does is almost puts a Houston Astros asterisk to it because, the Astros now, not just this year, but now have allegations of past things that they've done in, a different type of way. But it puts an asterisk, but it doesn't change the equation.
John, Bill Belichick says he was unaware of what the Robert Kraft Productions videographers were doing. Do you buy that? Do you think that Bill Belichick was really turning a blind eye to a video tape that can, that had the 8 minutes of sideline footage that you're referring to?
Well, he can say that and be somewhat accurate, clearly, because the reason is there's a layer that's with him. His name is Ernie Adams. Ernie Adams is kind of like the CIA director of the team. He was the one who coordinated Spygate and other type of ventures. And so, my guess would be Bill probably never saw a single bit of the Spygate films. And the reason is he had, other people, coaches, coaching assistants working on that, and Ernie Adams coordinated it. And so, he can take the stance and say almost accurately, I didn't know anything about it, but he has Ernie Adams there. And Ernie Adams, was a guy that would send people over to the team hotel to see if anybody left any playbook stuff there. He was the one that was coordinating all the shooting of film of sidelines and all that stuff. He's the one that would be upstairs in the coach's box when they would pick up the signs and get the signs up there. Because what they did is that they, on Spygate, the bigger part of it was that they would go ahead and, film the sidelines and get the signals, and then they'd look at it at halftime, they'd break it down, get it up to Ernie, and when Ernie spotted something, then they'd get it over to Tom Brady, and then they'd make a play. So it's like a.
So, John, how does the shady Ernie Adams character get off so easy in all of this? Why isn't he even suspended
question.
Or punished?
Yeah, I think that should be taken into the equation because it's not as if he's not there. I mean, he's the one still, possibly in charge of this. And so, no, it's like that may have to be something that comes out of this because this is ridiculous what they did. I mean, the fact that it's like we're filming a thing for our website and we're trying to put together a documentary on our advanced scout, and all you're shooting is the sidelines. Unless the advanced scout is there to scout the sidelines and pick up signals, then, what are we doing?
John, this is the Bengals that are blowing the whistle on this. I know Mike Brown's an NFL lifer as far as his family and owning a team, but they are certainly not one of, the blue blood franchises in this league. They would be at the other end of it. To what degree do you think the response is going to be based on the team that's actually blowing the whistle? If this was Jerry Jones and the Cowboys who felt aggrieved, do you think that the severity of the punishment could possibly be a lot worse?
No, I think it would be about the same. I mean, again, if indeed this is the only one, if there's more, then we got a different equation here. But again, what it still comes down to, because my guess would be that they wouldn't be as active if this was how coordinated on getting the Dallas stuff, because they've seen Jason Garrett there for years. I mean, if they are doing anything, here's a bright young coach in Zach Taylor. He's having a horrible season, but he's going to be there the next several years. The Bengals don't fire their coaches; they stay with them. And so, with that in mind, now they try to come back and do whatever they can to get some information if that's what the plan is. And so, no, I think that they would be but again, the impact I think would be the same.
John Clayton, our NFL insider, joining us here with insight into the Patriots' newest cheating scandal. John, Le'Veon Bell's bowling, 251, pretty good score. I don't think I've ever posted something that close to a perfect game of 300. What's your reaction to him blowing up a game because he was sick and then going out and bowling the night before?
Horrible. I mean, again, it just shows you the bad judgment that he has because he cared more about his bowling till 1 o'clock in the morning than he did about his health or his ability to be with his team. Now, again, Adam Gase said that because it's contagious, they didn't want him to be at the team hotel. Okay, I can understand that. But how are you getting better if you're out till 1 o'clock in the morning trying to bowl? Now, again, I know that there was some alcoholic beverages around there. I don't have any idea if he took any. I don't have any idea if he ever drinks. But all I know is he puts himself in a bad spot because, hey, I've been fighting a cold for more than a week. I don't have what he had, not as bad as it, but it's like I've tried to spend as much time under the covers. Well, there's no cover when you're in a bowling alley. And so it's like I just think it's, again, a bad judgment. It just shows you how selfish he is and how that if Adam Gase is the head coach of that team, how fast they're going to try to move that contract and get him out of there.
I mean, I would feel pretty good about myself if I bowled a 251, and that might make me feel better, John, but I see your point there. What is the percentage chance he's back there next year? Less than one?
Well, give me a percentage on Adam coming back. I know that the owner said it's 100%. I don't buy the idea it's 100%, but if he's back there, I'd say it's about 95% that they're going to move him.
How much is Adam Gase to blame for the fact that they haven't been able to figure out how to use Le'Veon Bell? I know he didn't want him. I know as Mackinnon's guy, it was his sign, and then he got fired. But how much brunt or blame does Gase deserve in the way that this relationship between those two has deteriorated?
Well, at least, I mean, Le'Veon, even though he's saying that finally he's starting to say, it's like, I'm not getting the ball enough. I mean, he's not been nasty with Adam, and everything I hear, he's been real good in the locker room. And so that, I think, has been positive, but I think that, Adam has to take some blame for it. I mean, to me, it looks like, Le'Veon is just kind of enjoying the fact he's making $14.5 million and not having to do as much. I know he's been pretty good in practice and all that, but I just look at the whole thing as being a disaster.
John Clayton, our guest. John, given more social media fits and another Twitter tirade today, is Antonio Brown running the risk of getting himself blacklisted by the NFL a la, I don't know, Colin Kaepernick?
No, I don't think so. I mean, certainly, I didn't see his tweets today. What was he tweeting? Was it like the other day when he's apologizing to the entire
Ripped Ben
world?
Roethlisberger, accused the league of being racist. Those were the two main points.
Did he do this today?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Sent out a picture of himself, said it's the media's fault. I'm not getting enough help from Rosenhaus and DeMorris Smith. They've turned me into a victim, that sort of deal.
No, great. I mean, I think you can see that he's going to get something. I mean, he's going to get some suspension. You know, it's like there was no way the Patriots were going to bring him back. But again, you know, it's he's so up and down right now. You just wonder, where is that mind? It's terrible.
John, we had this as a discussion yesterday on the show, just to switch gears from Antonio Brown, that this, of course, is getting talked about as Mike Tomlin, his potential greatest single-season coaching job of his career. Where is he at as far as Hall of Fame credentials?
We'll have to see, because one thing that needs to happen, I mean, if it stays under the current format, he has no chance. Because it's very difficult for any coach to be able to get in. I mean, Jimmy Johnson was one of the greatest ever, and with what he did down in Dallas, and he's still not in. But one of the things that we start now with the new committee we have doing the 100, and we're taking, so we have two coaches going in like that. If there's going to be a coach of the year, and that's something that's on the table that they're probably going to enforce next year, then I think his chances are reasonably good. I mean, it's not going to be in his first ballot or anything like that, but I think that he's built enough of a long resume, and one more trip to the Super Bowl down the line here, I think, puts him in a great position to get in. But under the current format, no. But the current format, I think, is going to change next year, and we're going to be voting for a coach every year. And if that's going to be the case, he's going to be in because of the longevity, the success, and there's no doubt he's done a phenomenal job this year. I think the only thing that's sad about it is that he won't get Coach of the Year this year, as great as he's coached, because you look at two main candidates, particularly Kyle Shanahan taking the second worst team in football to be one of the best, and then you've got John Harbaugh in the division with right now the best team in the conference.
John, in 20 seconds or less, anything new on the Panthers-Steelers front office takeover front?
Not really. I mean, I still think Kevin's going to stay. I still think Omar's going to stay. I really don't see that happening. I don't know if there's anybody else in the front office that they'd be looking at. I still think that Dan Morgan is going to be the one that's going to come over from Buffalo. He's a former linebacker who's been in the front office in Seattle and in Buffalo. I think he's going to be the one that works with Marty Herney.
There you have it. John Clayton, our NFL insider here at 93.7 The Fan. Thanks so much, John. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.